علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are presently focusing on the 16th sermon of Nahjul Balagha, where Imam Ali alayhi salam discusses about the truth and the falsehood, and what are the criteria of distinguishing between the truth and the falsehood, and how important it is for a person to be able to recognize the truth and follow it, and also to recognize falsehood and keep away from it. And this is something critical in Imam Ali alayhi salam's time. In fact, one of the reasons why Imam Ali alayhi salam took up the leadership was to show to the people the facts, and clarify to them the reality of the issue, and uncoil the wrongdoings of the previous leaders, and to bring the Islamic, the ship of the Islamic Ummah back into track, into the right direction, towards the right goal, the right aim and objective, which is true servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are discussing about the fact that Imam Ali alayhi salam in the 16th sermon explains about the truth and the falsehood, and how it is important to recognize the truth and to follow it and to stay away from falsehood and keep away from wrongdoers and people who have purposely and knowingly wishing to misguide others and stay and pull them away from reality and the truth. You know, by the time Imam Ali alayhi salam came, and after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this world, 25 years had passed, and 25 years is not a small period of time. It's not a joke at all. Imam Ali alayhi salam himself says, يَهْرَمُ فِيهَا الْكَبِيرُ وَيَشِيبُ فِيهَا الصَّغِيرُ. He says that the elderly become completely old, وَيَشِيبُ فِيهِ الصَّغِيرُ, and the young, the little ones become young, and they pass through the period of middle age by then. وَيَكْتَهُ فِيهَا مُؤْمِنٌ. And also a believer, you know, passes away حَتَّى يَلْقَى رَبَّهُ until he meets his Lord. Like there's a progression. I mean, there's a growth that happens at that time. A lot of changes happen physically, you know, mentally. There's a whole, you know, change in people. وَيَكْدَحُ فِيهَا مُؤْمِنٌ means that when the believers go through such pain until they reach their Lord. يَكْدَحُ فِيهَا مُؤْمِنٌ حَتَّى يَلْقَى رَبَّهُ. So, Imam Ali alayhi salam, when he speaks about this particular period, he calls this particular period of 25 years, he calls it a period of blindness. And this is something really, really concerning, and this is something very, you can say, very harsh that Imam Ali alayhi salam is referring to. You know, even when we think about the previous 1400 years that happened, in what we perceive about it and what we think, in how the imams were absent, and there was a period where the reality was absent from the people. This is how Imam Ali alayhi salam saw the reality of the absence of the truth and the engulfment of falsehood over the people's lives in this period of time.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. You know, at the time of Imam Ali alayhi salam, right before he took up the caliphate, we see that there were a lot of difficulties. The Muslim Ummah was facing problems. Yes, of course, we say that after Imam Ali alayhi salam, you know, left this world after he was martyred, the Muawiyah's regime was slightly better than that of Yazid. And Yazid was really bad, was really evil. Now, when we say better, we don't mean that it had any good in it. I mean, the goodness was just the fact that Muawiyah apparently showed himself to be a religious person. Apparently, he respected the apparent religious norms, that even to the degree that would protect his government. Otherwise, he would not even care about that. As you know, he also, for example, recited the Friday prayers on a Wednesday and things like that. So Muawiyah's regime was also an evil regime. But when you compare the two, Muawiyah seems to be someone who at least, you know, they say that he tried to maintain the apparent. But of course, the intention why Muawiyah even did that was because he was a master politician, and he knew that in order to maintain that particular leadership, he needs to be able to show, you know, to show that he is adhering to some of the apparent, you know, principles of Islam. And Yazid, of course, he just went overboard, and like he didn't care about it. He brought out the reality of Muawiyah's innate nature, you know, because Muawiyah approved of Yazid. And, you know, he, by approving of Yazid and Yazid doing what he did, completely showed that, you know, the reality of the Umayyad regime, the Bani Umayyah, and their leadership was like this, that they actually did not care too much about Islam. Inshallah, we'll discuss about this in the coming session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
سيد فاز من ولا هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد والفضل يمناه وفي المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه.